The global pharmaceutical supply chain is facing a massive shakeup as trade policy and domestic reshoring strategies collide. As of today, Wednesday, May 20, 2026, a wave of corporate legal and customs filings reveals that multinational drug makers are scrambling to enter a newly created administrative pathway for tariff relief. Implementing the operational guidelines of Presidential Proclamation 11020, the U.S. Department of Commerce has officially opened a high-stakes application window that closes on June 12, 2026. This framework gives drug manufacturers a chance to dodge aggressive import surcharges on patented products and active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, but only if they commit to binding, multi-year domestic manufacturing agreements. The baseline of this policy, known as the Section 232 Pharmaceutical Tariffs 2026 framework, represents one of the most aggressive uses of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 in modern history. Citing a critical national reliance on foreign supply chains for life-saving medicines, the government has set a massive 100% default duty on targeted patented pharma items and their associated raw materials. The tiered exemption framework, structured escape hatches the Department of Commerce isn't just trying to collect duties, it's trying to force heavy capital expenditure back within U.S. borders. To do that, the agency has built a tiered system that reduces or eliminates the tariff burden based on a company's domestic operational commitments, the 20% onshoring mitigation, drug companies that submit verified, binding capital allocation plans to onshore the actual chemical synthesis of covered patented drugs and APIs into North American plants can slash their baseline tariff exposure down to a flat 20% duty through April 2, 2030. The 0% MFN super shield. To completely wipe out the tariff liability, manufacturers have to execute a dual-agency compliance strategy. If a firm signs a commerce onshoring agreement and simultaneously enters into a binding Most Favored Nation, MFN, pricing agreement with the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, their tariff rate drops to 0% through January 20, 2029. The exclusivity scope. This tariff wall strictly targets branded or patented pharmaceutical products listed in the FDA's Orange Book or Purple Book. Generic pharmaceutical compounds and biosimilars, which make up over 90% of U.S. prescription volume, are completely insulated under a 0% reciprocal baseline exemption. Section 232 Pharmaceutical Tariffs 2026. The duty matrix, the tiered framework, distributes duty liabilities based on a company's corporate compliance commitments and the geographic origin of their imports. Import sourcing classification default duty rate active onshoring rate onshoring plus MFN rate effective enforcement date annex 3 major pharma groups 100% ad valorem 20% ad valorem 0% ad valorem July 31, 2026 standard branded importers 100% ad valorem 20% ad valorem 0% ad valorem September 29, 2026 designated trade partners EU, JP, KR, CH 15% ad valorem 15% ad valorem 0% ad valorem September 29, 2026 United Kingdom sourced 10% ad valorem 10% ad valorem 0% ad valorem September 29, 2026 generics and specialty products 0%, exempt, 0%, exempt, 0%, exempt, N.A., insulated baseline, net landed cost and duty exposure. The financial math corporate treasury departments are utilizing trade risk models to evaluate the precise point where localized factory investments underperform the cost of ongoing tariff friction. To keep this math perfectly readable for digital content systems, the net duty liability is evaluated using a direct calculation. Net international duty liability equals total verified customs value of imported assets times applicable conditional tariff rate. The conditional tariff rate is determined entirely by the manufacturer's compliance status under the Section 232 Pharmaceutical Tariffs 2026 guidelines. 1.00, 100%, the default penalty for non-compliant supply chains. 0.20, 20%, for companies with an approved domestic onshoring plan only. 0.15, 15%, a privileged exemption reserved for close trade allies like the EU or Japan. 0.00, 0%, the ultimate shield achieved via a dual onshoring and HHS MFN pricing agreement. If the projected multi-year tariff penalty across a company's patented portfolio over the 2026 to 2030 horizon outweighs the cash flow cost of a domestic plant expansion, executing the onshoring pathway before the June 12 deadline becomes a financial mandate. The weaponization of market access lets